The power line being upgraded runs from Evanston, Wyoming, to its terminus at a station near Quinns Junction. Margaret Oler, a spokeswoman for Rocky Mountain Power, said the alignment is a century old.
That transmission line has been in place for 100 years. It was built in 1916 and has been serving the area over the years admirably, but it's now time to upgrade that line to provide more capacity, to bring more electricity into the Summit County area, and to enhance the reliability of electric service.
The first phase of the line from Evanston down to Croydon in Morgan County has been completed. The third phase and tail end is from Browns Canyon down to Quinns Junction. It was approved last month by the East County Planning Commission. But the middle section, which runs through the North Summit area, has run into some conflict. County staff planner Sean Lewis said the line is following the century-old alignment for virtually the entire route, while Rocky Mountain Power has been getting new agreements with landowners to clarify and define the easements at some 68 to 80 feet wide. In North Summit, though, one group of landowners wants to shift the alignment further to the west.
There's a spot in West Hoytsville where on the Phase 2 portion where there were some landowners that had not agreed to the new defined easement. And there is some negotiation still ongoing between Rocky Mountain Power and those landowners, and Summit County is helping to facilitate some of those to possibly see if that will be moved. The Eastern County Planning Commission denied Phase 2 because of this disagreement between the landowners and Rocky Mountain Power. There is an appeal hearing that will come before the County Council that is currently scheduled for mid-April to discuss that.
Lewis said while there's a lot of nuance to the disagreement between the owners and the power company, one major factor is cost.
The landowners wanted to move the line outside of their fields. There's some active farmers that do farming out there, and they wanted to move those poles out of their fields so they could upgrade their irrigation lines and such, and they're working on trying to find the new alignment. The problem comes down to who pays for that, and Rocky Mountain Power is adamant that if you request to move the line, then it's your responsibility to pay for the increased charges to move that. Mm-hmm. And if the landowners in this instance didn't want to pay that, then Summit County could be held responsible.
Margaret Oler said the upgrade would increase the capacity from 46,000 volts to 138,000 volts.
So it brings that power in. A transmission line is designed to bring in a larger amount of electricity to a substation, and at that substation, the electricity is stepped down into lower voltages to then feed out into the county area.
She said the upgrade would set up a looped system so Summit County could receive power from two directions, enabling it to avoid outages or repair them in a shorter time.
What we have experienced in recent years is that because of the demand to feed the Summit County area, Summit and Wasatch County, really, it's that whole area up there. And what has been happening is that during the peak season, we have had to segment the service into some smaller sections, and we just simply cannot feed electricity in different directions in order to do that. And so some outages have been unfortunate, and we're hoping, we know that this upgraded line will help alleviate that problem.
Sean Lewis said the power upgrade means that the poles have to be taller, on average about 20 feet taller.
On average, they get a little bit taller and a little bit wider. The reason for that is as they get taller with the increased loads, they have to make them taller to allow for clearances underneath the wires. If you know about power lines, when the load increases on these power lines, they tend to sag. The lines actually get heavier. So at different times of the day and depending on the weather sometimes, what happens is you stretch these lines from pole to pole, but they have to have enough room for the lines to physically sag, like you're putting clothes on a clothesline.
County staff planner Sean Lewis. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.